To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I drive a Hyundai.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen it.
My son drives a Honda Accord.
I love a Honda.
Yeah, my parents gave it to him.
Yep. Shout out Walnut Creek Honda and their great service. I sent you there and they took care of him.
They were amazing.
Yep.
And thank you for that.
Of course.
And we have, do you consider those to be talented cars?
No.
Why not?
Because they're the Pat Spencer of cars.
Okay.
Useful, productive. And not fancy.
Why are those not talented words? Useful, productive, execution, point A to point B.
The Hyundai and the Honda, they don't have the ha-ha.
I don't need the ha-ha. I need to get where I'm going.
Right.
At a very high level rate of efficiency.
It's the Dominic Pooney of cars. You got to have it.
Dominic Pooney, okay?
Dominic Pooney.
I think he's talented.
Well, he's talented at what he does, which is hud-hud hike. I'm going to maul you, but you're not going to throw it to him. You're not going to put him in your fantasy lineup.
You drive a Honda. You ever drive by a Ferrari on the side of the road?
All the time.
Okay. So the Ferrari's got the ha-ha.
Yep.
But if it doesn't have an alternator, then what do you got? You just have a sparkly skill set.
A piece of metal on the side of the road.
There you go.
And I wonder, and I don't want to derail you too far, but Kevon Looney, is he talented?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely. See, this is what I'm getting at.
This is what I know you're getting at, which is why I'm trying to trigger you with other people who most people would not say they are talented.
Well, this is why, and my gosh, I mean, if I ever get into a bar fight, which is plus a billion.
I would pay thousands to see you in a fight.
If I ever got into a bar fight.
You and Steiny in a fight?
I mean, for sure.
I'd pay 10 grand.
But the reason for the bar fight would definitely be Brock Purdy. There's no question. If you ever see me in a bar fight, you already know. You're like, yep. Oh gosh, they were talking about Brock Purdy in there. Because I'll fight you on whether or not that man's talented.
You'll fight to make it right.
Exactly.
You're the president of Brockistan.
Hashtag, absolutely.
Thank you.
But that's, when Greg Cosell's on here and he's going processing and decision making and vision and all those, right, pocket presence, those are talents. Those are talents. They're just, here's the other side of this. It's not just about whether it's a sparkly skill set. Some of the things are not easy to see. Jonathan Kuminga, and he is just an example, and he's today's example. I'm not trying to use today's show to. Jonathan is incredibly talented. He's got stuff you can see when he walks in the room. Oh my gosh, you're 6'8", you're cut out of rock, and you can fly. Absolutely fly. Okay, that's awesome. That's a start. That's a start. That's all anybody's skill set is. It's just a start. Pat Spencer walks in the room, and you're like, bathroom's over there. Who are you here to watch? Did you come to see your cousin play? Are you related to Pods? That's what you... He walks in the room, and I don't see a damn thing. But now we're watching him play basketball. Tell me he's not talented. How can you? How can you say that he's not talented? He's clearly talented. Look at him.
Well, they're all talented, to your point.
Right, but He's attaching himself to winning and fitting and having it all be a puzzle piece that fits together. Is that not what we're all trying to do here? Is that not what we're trying to do?
Completely. Like, I mean, you have this great big voice, and I mean, you have voice talent. You're a talented vocal artist, and, you know, that's great. But the reason why you've been so successful is because you also have A, B, C, D, E, F, other things that have made you able to do it. So anyone in any business, you have talent if you're doing what you're doing, but how do you make that talent translate into winning? And that's where I think Kuminga in this system, he's not falling short. They are falling short, both sides.
That's fair. That's fair. Like, he was a high draft pick. They have given him $24, $25 million this year.
Yep.
And if he's just going to sit there and watch games, then yes, that is on some level a failure by all.
Yep.
Right? I don't know if that extends all the way down to every piece of this to where it's like, the team has got to, like, force him in there and figure out a way to make it work. It's like, there are limits. There are, like, right. Sometimes, right? We can, again, every sport, every team you've ever followed, you got a list of people where you're like, dude, I don't know why it just didn't work.
I'm going to give you three. Trey Lance, James Wiseman, and Marco Luciano. Those are the three where you've got talent.
Man, they walk in the room. Exactly.
Right, Trey Lance, like, top three pick. You've got talent. And, you know, he was here. He was there. Now he's over there. And still nobody has really looked at him and gone, yeah, they missed out on you. You're the dude. Wiseman got hurt. And he has not been able to, like, really pop and be the guy. And Marco Luciano, now he's a Pirates. And so maybe the Giants were wrong. Maybe he's going to be a phenomenal whatever baseman or whatever outfielder, and he's going to go ahead and pop like Joey Bart did. But those are the first three that I thought about when you were saying that about talent, because those three are very talented, but talent doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be good.
No, at all. And in the end, I do believe that this is a general statement, not just about Jonathan. I believe it's mostly about the player. I really do. I think in professional sports, as a general rule, if you're awesome, you can't hide it. You can't hide it, and it's going to be figured out, and someone's going to love you, and you're going to be amazing out there. And that ability to be a winning player will shine through in the end. And if it doesn't, that's largely on the player. That's just the way I kind of see it. Okay, the Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the Town Brown jerseys, you've seen them. They're really amazing. We got one of each, and we're giving them out one of each early this week. The keyword you need to text to 20357 is coming up within the next 10 minutes. That's this hour. Then we do it in the 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour. Every hour, every day, every show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week.
So awesome.
Just keep on listening. All right, let's get out to the phones. A lot of people want to take a hack at this. Let's go. Sean in Richmond. Hi, Sean. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, man. So I'm hearing you guys this debate thing about talent and everything, and I love the argument. Like, and I see it. So basically what you said about Looney, he had talent to me in college more than what he got in the NBA because of the fact that they took the ball out of his hand and made him pretty much a priority center because he was more a ball handler and everything like that in college. Now, the other guy I want to talk about that got talent, and Harold Miner, like Baby Jordan.
Baby Jordan.
All the hoopla and stuff that he – yeah, they're USC and all this other stuff. But then all this talent, they were all – he the next Jordan. As soon as he get into the league, he only won a dunk contest. And everything else was like a flat. And the only thing I'm thinking is that you can have all the talent in the world, but are your talent enough to either carry on in an NBA or is it enough to carry on a team to bring wins? And I see the issue right now. I like how Spencer plays. He reminds me of John Stockton and Price and all them because he's a standard point guard that don't take no mess, and I like him. Kuminga got all this talent, but I don't think the talent fits for the Warriors. That's what I'm thinking the issue is. It just doesn't fit. It's like a bad puzzle piece. And that's the issue I'm thinking.
Sean, I agree with you there. But then the other side to it is how that translates on another team, to me, is still completely up in the air. I don't know. I'm not saying it won't happen, but I'm also not saying it will. I just don't know. The only thing I'd push back on is – here's the other definition of the way we use the word talent.
Right.
We only use it to mean offensive skills. That's all we do. Like when he brings up Kevon Looney, he's like, he was more talented in college. I know what he means. I watched Looney at UCLA.
Right.
He could shoot. He shoot three pointers. He was smaller. He moved better. And he was a different offensive player. I don't think he was the defensive player he was in the NBA. And why is that not a talent? Is Draymond Green talented?
Yeah.
I think about
Michigan State, Draymond Green, he was more like Kevon at UCLA.
Right, but he's brilliant. That's a brilliant talent. It's just not the one that we see or value.
Sure.
But it's brilliant.
It is. And I'm thinking about all the other players who were talented, and I'm thinking about Markelle Fultz, who was the number one overall pick, and he was number one overall because he was amazing in college, and he was talented, and then he came to the association, and it's like, oh boy, what you did then doesn't work now, and you have nothing else. So talent, to your point, is more about like how you can apply it at that next level and how you can be the player that you need to be. And you know, Trey Lance, he's very talented, and he played in the FCS and he was amazing. They lost once, and he came up here, and the things he did well there, they don't work here.
Right.
So
yeah, like
Johnny Manziel, and like we can go through a number of different guys who were talented.
Right. I think as fans especially, because even obviously talent evaluators in the pros make huge swings and misses all the time.
Possibly.
So it's definitely an inexact science. But we as fans, like, they've got access to all kinds of stuff that we don't. They talk to these people. They put them through testing. They put stopwatches on them. They meet with them. They go meet their families. They see them. They talk to their coaches. They talk to their youth coaches. I mean, they go crazy on the investment that they're about to make, and they still screw it up a lot. But we're sitting here with popcorn on our faces going, hey, look how he runs fast. Great. That is one of 1,000 things that you need to have to be a star. And by the way, a lot of them are mental. And I don't mean just smart. I mean, like, what about when you, and Jonathan's a great example of this, you grow up in a different country, you come into a whole new culture, and now someone's going to give you unbelievable wealth, and you may or may not even be able to buy beer, and they're like, figure it out. And it just, it's okay. I don't know if you've got 83 family members who are now calling you, and they all need bread, and all of this is going on, and the kid's brain isn't even fully formed yet, and they're like, you got this. Well, I'm sorry. That's part of the talent. You have got to figure all of that stuff out. And I think he's figured a ton of those things out. Like I've always said, I think his head is screwed on completely straight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
But he's not batting 1,000.
No, and I do think that with Kuminga as the lone example here in this conversation, I don't think it's a question of him not figuring it out. I think that he is in a spot where he is playing in a way they don't want him to play. And I heard Steve Kerr earlier, Steiny played the sound from Steve Kerr talking about Guy and what Guy's doing and the fact that, you know, it actually was a Pods soundbite. And Steve was saying like, yeah, Pods is playing the way that we need him to play.
Yep.
And that was the cut that I heard. And it's like, wow, JK's not playing the way that they need him to play. He's playing the way that he needs to play. And well, that is a disconnect.
It not only is it a disconnect, by the way, it's a disconnect at an exhausting level. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, this has been going on for a long time.
Right.
Going for a long time.
But it's tantalizing because,
sure,
again, the first 5 games this year, it was like, yeah. And Jimmy praised him. Everyone praised him.
No doubt.
Steve did. He was doing it the way that they wanted. And then he got hurt again. And then he came back and, you know, Steph was out. And so he kind of lapsed back into playing the way that he normally has played.
Right. I just mean you're at a level to where if you flash this into something relatable, okay, your family structure, whatever, and I'm not even talking about like alcoholism, but I got a lot of friends who like, they're not alcoholics, but you know, a couple of them made a decision a number of years ago where they're just like, you know what, this isn't working. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to go cold turkey because I'm tired. I don't feel good. I'm not right for my family. I got kids seeing me do things that I don't want them to see me doing or whatever. And so they go cold turkey. But it's like it all when you got something like that, it's just year after year after year of it's not fitting. Like, yeah, you're going to give up, or you're going to try something different, or an intervention, or whatever. How can we be sitting here in December 2025 with Steve Kerr going, boy, he's just not playing the way we want him to play. My God, are we still here? They've got to be. You think we're exhausted by it?
Yep.
Wow. Wow. They've got to be completely yanking the hair out of the side of their heads.
Well, instead of doing that, they're just not playing him.
Right.
And so you get to yesterday's game, and it's, you know, it's a DNP. You just don't play, and we'll go with Guy, and Guy played 20 minutes, and even you got to that, like, late game scenario, the garbage time stuff, and, you know, JK didn't even get thrown in there. Even when you were up big late, it's like, yeah, you're not going to play.
Okay, we're going to keep going on the calls. We see you, so we're coming right to you, but real quick, it's time for the 2 o'clock hour text keyword.
Okay.
Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, the town brown jersey. And this should be real easy to remember. The keyword for this hour only is jersey. So text the word jersey to 20357.
J-E-R-S-E-Y.
You are very good at spelling.
Thank you.
No ding. That's correct. Jersey to 20357 for your chance to win one of those three jerseys, and do that right now. We're going to be giving out a different keyword every hour, as are the other shows, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So you're going to have a bunch of chances here. And the more you text in, the more keywords, the more chances. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. Text jersey to 20357. All right, back to the phones for Sanjay in the city. Hi, Sanjay. Thank you for calling in to Willard and Dibs. What's up?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, can you guys hear me all right?
Got you.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk a little bit about talent with Pat Spencer. And listen, I agree with whatever you guys are saying about talent and it having to sort of mature into the role you need to play. And I agree with you on the aspect of he doesn't jump out the room. Maybe you stack him up as a combine guy. He's bottom 15%. Or, you know, the age-old one-on-one debate. Maybe he doesn't beat Jonathan Kuminga in one-on-one. But what I really wanted to focus on was the fact that the guy didn't play college basketball, really. He took the most pivotal years of development, and he played lacrosse. And I went to a college where if you played lacrosse, you were like the coolest guy on campus. So that's why a majority of the guys played. But they also probably didn't quite have the athleticism to play football. But Pat Spencer was arguably the greatest college lacrosse player of all time. So no doubt he has the athleticism. No doubt he has the talent. He's in the NBA. I mean, look at his brother. He won a national championship at a blue blood college. If Pat Spencer was at a school like that for a number of years with his skill set, he may jump off the page when he enters a room. So now he is playing his way into an opportunity. It's irresponsible to say he doesn't have talent. Comparatively, maybe he doesn't have talent or athleticism compared to other people. But, you know, you can't ignore the guy. And he spent 4 years playing lacrosse instead of basketball. And he's playing 20 minutes a day in the NBA.
Sanjay, I think it's a great point. Thank you very much. I really love that point. What if you thought about it that way? Like, in a different sport, he's considered one of the best in recent memory to do it.
Yep.
So how are we sitting here, man? And then this guy walks in with no talent. I mean, his brother's in the NBA. He's in the NBA. He's one of the most successful lacrosse players in recent memory. And we're over here acting like this guy is a water boy because of the way, I mean, let's be real too. Part of this is also, again, just the way someone looks when they walk into a room.
Right. I mean, he's 6'2", and he's just, you know, bearded, or he's got a mustache, and he's got that undershirt, and he doesn't really jump over people. He doesn't go by you. He doesn't do anything other than, I don't know, score and defend and win and, like, cuss at the crowd.
Well, like, he is that mother jumper. I don't know if you know
really
that.
He really is, yeah. He is. He's amazing. And so I think about, you know, it's easier in football where Brandon Aubrey was a soccer player, and then even Eddie Pinheiro, soccer player. And, okay, you kick. Now you kick, I get it, it makes sense, but you don't often see like lacrosse player turn into NBA player. And even if you go back to Julius Peppers, who, as you know, was a North Carolina basketball star, he also was a good football player, and he chose football, and it's like, okay, yeah, football, you're amazing, but you were, you know, 6'7", and, you know, physical, and, you know, there have been other examples, Tony Gonzalez among them, guys who, okay, you're 6'6", and I could see where you could do both. This guy's just a 6'2 guy with an undershirt on.
I'm just like trying to throw out, let's toss out some other names in a different sport. You know what I mean? Like if you're standing next to Jared Goff and Justin Fields, who's more talented?
I mean, if you're standing next to him?
Yeah, if you're just looking at him and you
I mean, Jared Goff is quietly 6'5", so
yeah.
Maybe him. But
it's definitely him, by the way.
Justin Fields is what, 6'1", or I don't know.
No, I mean, I think Justin Fields is great on size. He's fine. Like he's, you know, he's cut from rock. He runs really fast. He won at Ohio State. Justin Fields.
Yep.
Like that's the person that you would be like, that's the talented player. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Jared Goff's the talented player. Justin Fields has now been in 3 organizations, and none of them like him?
Yep.
Is that right?
That's about right.
I think we've got our decision here. That's a bust.
I mean...
Sorry!
Yeah. It just depends on, like, the sport and the build.
Sure.
Like, and I'm thinking about the kid in Florida right now, Olivier Rieu, who is, I think, 7'9", the tallest player to ever play college basketball. And, you know, he was a redshirt last year, and this year he plays, like, a tiny bit. He's 7'9". It doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be the next Wembanyama. And by the way, he's not going to be.
He's not
going
to be.
No.
Yeah.
So it just, I mean, talent is always kind of a slippery slope when you look at that.
Well, I think it's, I think that we got to be careful when we're assessing this stuff and the teams when we call this essentially, because I know where this is headed. It is a quote, waste of talent. And it's like, well, to me, that's moving the goalposts a little bit. Just because someone has next-level athleticism, we refer to that as talent.
Yeah.
But, like, being a really good NBA player that's attached to winning and fitting into a system and working with others and all of these things, having the mental fortitude to deal with everything that comes in an NBA player in a fishbowl at a young age, all of these things, that like that to me, that's talent. That's talent. And you know, so talent to me is something that maybe you don't see it when they walk into the room. That's what we call it. I think talent is something that you see over a period of time.
Yeah. And I think Steph Curry might be a great example. If you go back to Davidson, where, you know, he went to Davidson and
nobody wanted him.
Right. And then even though he was amazing there, it still was like, you know, he came here, cute little shooter, great little story. I mean, he would never be what he's turned out to be. And yeah, the talent actually rose to the top.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.